Chapter 2. Before Agamemnon. 1. Schliemann. In the year 1822, a lad was born in Germany who was to turn the spadework of archaeology into one of the romances of the century. His father had a passion for ancient history and brought him up on Homer's stories of the siege of Troy and Odysseus's wanderings. With great grief, I heard from him that Troy had been so completely destroyed that it had disappeared without leaving any trace of its existence. At the age of 8, having given the matter mature consideration, Heinrich Schliemann announced his intention to devote his life to the rediscovery of the lost city. At the age of 10, he presented to his father a Latin essay on the Trojan War. In 1836, he left school with an education too advanced for his means and became a grocer's apprentice. In 1841, he shipped from Hamburg as cabin boy on a steamer bound for South America. 12 days out, the vessel foundered. The crew was tossed about in a small boat for 9 hours and was thrown by the tide upon the shores of Holland. Heinrich became a clerk and earned $150 a year. He spent half of this on books, and lived on the other half and his dreams. His intelligence and application had their natural results. At 25, he was an independent merchant with interests on 3 continents. At 36, he felt that he had enough money, retired from commerce, and gave all his time to archaeology. In the midst of the bustle of business, I had never forgotten Troy, or the agreement I had made with my father to excavate it. In his travels as a merchant, he had made it a practice to learn the language of each country he traded with, and to write in that language the current pages of his diary. By this